Live from the heartland and the crossroads of America, it's Tony Katz today.
Sometimes a story isn't. Sometimes you'll see a headline and people are talking about it, like, oh my gosh, can you believe that? Did you read this? Hey, check this out. And you see it and you just shrug your shoulders. You look at it and you kind of give it the little awkward glance like your dog wondering, are you trying to feed me a snack? You're trying to take me to the vet. And you look at it and you go, well, yeah, wait, you didn't know that? If you are like me, this happens to you quite a bit. And I think it happens to us on the regular because the things that we discuss here and share here and engage here on the show, we're getting to things long before other people get to them. And it's not because we're actually smarter, although, I don't know, I guess it's possible. But I think it's because we're more honest. We're more honest about the things that are happening and where these things go, so we are less shocked when things take place. Tony Katz today. Good to be with you. Find everything going on at TonyKatz.com. This is one of those headlines. I'm going to read it to you exactly as it is from the New York Post. This is the headline. Are you ready? Okay, here's the headline. Google helped boost Obama-Clinton presidential runs while censoring Republicans, according to a report. Well, duh. Who didn't know this? Who didn't know that Google was doing exactly this? Other people are taking this headline. Oh my gosh, can you believe it? It's unbelievable. It's such a shock to the system. And you and I are like, yeah, that's exactly what they did. That's exactly what they did.
I hate Illinois Nazis.
All right, some of us are saying that. Admittedly true. But the rest of us are like, yeah, isn't this what tech companies have been doing? Isn't this the problem? And you gotta love Google. You know, their former slogan was don't be evil. And then they realized, we can't live up to that. Let's change it. So the Media Research Center, I like those guys. Their report alleges 41 instances of election interference by Google since 2008. Utilizing its power, quote, to help push to electoral victory the most liberal candidates while targeting their opponents for censorship. No one is surprised. I'm going to get into a whole Elon Musk conversation in a little bit. So stay tuned for that. But no one is surprised by this. I think that if there was a bit of surprise, it was when we saw all this AI, all this artificial intelligence, and we saw what it could create. And then we said, hey, can you show me a picture of the founding fathers, and the founding fathers were black? Show me a picture of the Vikings, and the Vikings were black, and the Pope was a woman, and Native Americans are amongst the founding fathers. And you're like, what is AI doing here? Well, AI is doing nothing more than the programming of its woke programmers. And while we were like, are you kidding? Once that initial, this is crazy, wore off, it was, oh yeah. AI, artificial intelligence, is an incredible tool, but it really matters who programmed the tool. When we saw that artificial intelligence, if you said, tell me a story about Donald Trump losing the presidential election, oh, it would write you a story. If you said, tell me a story, write me a story about Joe Biden losing the presidential election, well, that's a hypothetical and we don't get into that and I can't write that for you. We saw this over and over and over again. And you saw that the AI is meaningless. Who programs it is meaningful. It's the old line, it doesn't matter who votes, it only matters who counts the votes. That's a horrifying thought. But that is how these authoritarians live. But again, I said I was going to have a conversation coming up in a little bit. Elon Musk and Don Lemon. Oh, Don Lemon proving his authoritarian bona fides. Oh, if you haven't heard some parts of the interview that Lemon did with Musk that cost Lemon his gig because Lemon wanted to be, you know, not have the gig, wait for it. We're not surprised, though. Once we got through the initial, this is crazy, of AI failing in such a way, we weren't surprised. This headline, this story from MRC, and I like the guys at MRC. There is nothing surprising about this at all. As a matter of fact, this is the expected. This is what all of us sitting on the bar stool having a casual conversation would have anticipated. If you had asked us before this report came out to place our bets, we all would have placed it on, oh yeah, Google's absolutely doing that. It's not even a question. I think the thing that is fascinating post this report coming out is now that it is so clear that we all accept it, the question before us is why? Why do we accept this? Why do we simply accept de facto that the tech companies are so absolutely awful? They're so absolutely terrible that they are filled with some of the most miserable, bigoted, hateful people. And let's say they're all miserable and bigoted and hateful. Why do we accept that the leadership doesn't say to them, just do your job? Part of the issue is that we have given up in society saying, just do your job. Somehow we've decided that people are allowed to express themselves. It's weird when I say it on radio because my whole job is to express myself. I get it. It's weird when I say it because look at the gig that I have. And I'm not actually trying to prevent other people from expressing themselves. It's just a question of where. The idea that at your job, your place of employment, your job, you are allowed to express yourself politically, and how dare anybody question how you do that, but somehow you're not allowed to express yourself religiously. Keep your religion at home, you filthy animal, but your progressive politics, you should be able to do a walkout every single day. We tell this to high school students. Oh, Lord, we can't celebrate Christmas in the school. Somebody might get offended. But if you want to walk out and create a walkout because some slug in some city in some country you never heard of before is having a tough time, well, you're standing up for the environment. And good for you. Can't do a walkout for Christianity, for Judaism, for Islam. You can't do that. But you could do it for a slug. Coming from California, as I did, we always talked about the Delta Smelt. Do you remember do you even know the story of the Delta Smelt? You must. This is how California shut off water to the middle of the state because there's a 3-inch fish that was having a rough go of things. You know what they do in the middle of California? Northern parts of California there, in the middle north? They grow food. They grow a lot of food. They grow a crap ton of food. You know what you can't do without water? Grow food. So you know where they got their food from? China. Carrots from China. Literally a breadbasket right there. Carrots from China. It was insane. All to save the Delta Smelt. Look, I like real anchovies in my Caesar as much as anybody. But to hell with the Delta Smelt. The Delta Smelt will figure it out, or it won't. You would rather a nation suffer. You would rather people lose their job. This is just, you people are very, very weird. But if you wanted to do a walkout for that in a high school today, go right ahead. But you want to stand up for Christianity? You bigot, sit where you are or get an F. We've seen it. We watch it. We witness these things all the time. Why do we accept it? Why do we accept what happens in these tech companies? Now, part of this leads you to, well, Congress should do X. Like, usually the line is create a law. The problem is with Congress, they have no idea what they're doing. They don't understand the technology. They don't come close to understanding the technology. I don't want them to actually change the technology. They can't do it. But if you can show a bias in a social media company or a bias in a tech company, a search engine, I don't know. If Trump can get a $464 million judgment against him for not really doing anything wrong, why can't we do that to Google, to Bing, to this one, to that one? Just massive fines. And you say to me, Tony, is this really what you want? I don't want any of it. What the hell are you talking about? Do I want it? What, are we all nuts? Have we just met? Do I want it? Those are fighting words. I don't want any part of this. But I'm dealing with it. It's reality. It is here. These people are duplicitous and they cannot be trusted. So what is the one way I can get them to stop? I cannot necessarily change the tech because clearly there are people who know it and people who don't, and members of Congress are people who don't. So I go with the fine. If Trump can get this nonsense judgment against him, clearly Google could be fined $464 million. And you say to me, Tony, they got billions. It's not enough. Well, it's a start. It's a start. Make them pay until they stop. This is not actually the society I want. But in so many of these cases, one takes a look at my gosh, how do we get here, and how do we change course? I've discussed this regarding as I was talking about, you know, with Governor Holcomb of Indiana, Eric Holcomb, and vetoing the anti-Semitism bill because Indiana Republicans, they're a supermajority, by the way, of Republicans. And they just couldn't figure out how to pass the same legislation that a lot of other states have passed with a definition from the Holocaust Remembrance group with the examples. And they had to change it because there was pressure from the left, because somehow you can't stand up to bigots when you're a Republican in Indiana. Oh, am I not happy? And Holcomb vetoes the legislation. I'm not happy because I understand I didn't want the legislation to begin with. But if you're going to do it, just do it as it is. Now you're trying to manipulate and make changes to make people happy. You don't make anybody happy. You wrote nonsense legislation, so the governor vetoed it because he didn't want to be a part of it. The conversation is, we need to create legislation to create a definition about anti-Semitism. What the hell is going on out there? That's exactly the point. What the hell is going on out there? And you realize that the people who want this definition have an argument. We should at least understand what words mean. And we actually do have to put the definition out there, because look what's happening on college campuses. Look what's happening on city streets. Look what's happening with all these bigots out there. Dear Lord, we need something on the books so we know what we're talking about, because there are people actually living under threat. We didn't have just the Constitution to take care of us. We now need this legislation. Well, this is what happens when people lose their souls and lose their way. We actually have to go about redefining things. How is this not the case regarding the Googles or Facebook, Meta, whatever they damn well call themselves? I have no idea how I'm going to change them from the inside, and whether or not they're actually going to engage the changes that are passed by some congressional legislation or because of some committee. But I understand that a $464 million fine is $464 million, and it's binary. You paid it or you didn't. And it stinks. The idea that's coming out of my mouth, it's crazy town. The whole damn thing is gross. But it is worse if you're trying to rig an election for Hillary Clinton. It's worse if you're playing the part of Donna Brazile. It is. It is worse if you're trying to be a Donna Brazile clone. So, since we can't change the actual company, because most people don't understand how the company works, you can fine them until they stop. You can find them until, I don't know, maybe it gets better. That this is the way? I mean, I'm all ears. Give me another way. But if they can clearly go after people like Trump for something, in this case, he didn't do anything wrong. clearly we have to do something about these tech companies that are doing something very wrong when they're trying to manipulate the American people and manipulate an election. If we're not going to change the tech, we're not going to send people to jail. A fine is the least we can do. I'm Tony Katz, and this is Tony Katz Today. Uber and Lyft say goodbye to Minneapolis. It's Austin, Texas all over again. These progressives never learn. Tony Katz Today. This is basic economics, kids. There are some things that government can do and some things government cannot do. And running a business is not something government can do. But interfering with a business to the point that that business walks away, that is something they can. Running a business, they cannot. Destroying a business, they can. Uber and Lyft, of course, these ride-sharing services, they are ending operations in Minneapolis because the city council there, you know, the saviors, they decided there would be an increase to driver pay. They passed an ordinance. Understand what they did. They said to themselves, we know better than the business what it is people should be paid. We are kind, we are decent, we are good. I hate it when government officials think that their personality means something. And we've decided that these people should get paid this amount of money. We don't know how the business works. We don't care how the business works. We just make these decisions. So the new rules, this story from Engadget, says that ride-sharing companies need to pay drivers at least $1.40 a mile and 51 cents a minute, or $5 a ride, whichever is higher, whenever they're with a passenger. And then they get tips on top of that minimum pay. So the council passed an ordinance that would bring driver pay closer to their local minimum wage of $15.57 an hour. You understand that the Uber driver is totally voluntary. Anybody could be an Uber driver. You got to have a car and they got to check it and make sure it's worthwhile. And then next thing you know, bippity boppity boo, you got some Uber going on. You decide the hours you work. You decide the rides that you want to take. That's the whole business. That is the business. And the city said, we know better. When the city doesn't know better, the city wouldn't know how to know better. In Austin, Texas, they said, we know better than Uber and Lyft. And they developed their own app and they were going to have their own ride sharing service. And the whole thing collapsed in a year because they didn't know better, because their government, they don't know how to run a ride sharing company. They don't understand an app. They couldn't even spell app. They don't know. Government is not particularly smart. Look at the people who get elected. I rest my case. So Uber and Lyft said they're going to end services before the pay raise takes effect on May 1st. Lyft called it a deeply flawed increase and said, we're not going to be a part of this. Uber said that the company was disappointed by the council's choice to, quote, ignore the data and kick Uber out of the Twin Cities, putting around 10,000 drivers out of work. Isn't that always the way it is? The city decided that they knew best for these drivers what it is they should get paid. And now the driver is out of a job because these so-called morally wonderful and above it all people, these morally decent people, decided to get in my way and negotiate for me. I'm a grown man. I'll make my own negotiation. I'll get paid as I get paid. That's the problem with the minimum wage. Milton Friedman said it best. It prevents people from negotiating in their best interest. These people would still have a job, but government decided that you had to get paid this amount, and now they have no job. Who's better off? Never mind you. How in the world are you going to get around? By the way, the Twin Cities there, Minneapolis, I should say, not necessarily St. Paul, they have 39 licensed cab drivers. 39! No one wins when government gets involved. Government is not the answer. Stop looking to it as this cure-all. What an obscenity. People out of a job. Progressives keep making Minnesota worse and worse. I'm Tony Katz. This is Tony Katz Today. Never forget that they loved Elon until they didn't. It is amazing to watch because you can say the same thing about Donald Trump. Donald Trump was a cultural touchstone in America. Everybody wanted to be Trump. Everybody, Trump was the idol. You aspired to be Trump. And then Trump had the audacity to run against Hillary Clinton. And then he was an anti-Semite and a racist and a threat to democracy. It happened that quickly. Tony Katz Today. What's going on, everybody? Find everything at TonyKatz.com, all the stuff that I do over there. I share this with you. I edited the beginning of the clip over there at CNBC, and it's one of the CNBC Squawk Box hosts whose name just eludes me right now. Joe Kernan's one of them. It's the other guy. I'm not trying to be rude. I just can't remember his name. And it's Jim Cramer, who, we should be clear, got really old. Holy cow. I don't know if this is going to happen to me or you, but if it is, I'm going to start using some moisturizer. There's got to be a face cream or something that can happen. My God. He got old. I don't have cable. You guys know I appear on cable news, but I don't have cable. And so I haven't seen him in forever. And wow. They're talking. And the conversation gets into, what does it take for Musk to be creative? For Elon Musk, Tesla, Starlink, SpaceX, to be creative. And of course, the owner of X. What does it take for him to be creative? And let's say it takes a little bit of the special herb. Do you know what I mean by the special herb?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. A bag of weed, a bag of weed. Oh, everything is better with a bag of weed. It's the only help that you'll ever need. Because everything is better with a bag of weed.
Yeah, the special herb. So Jim Cramer is asking, what does it matter? All right. That's interesting. It takes this stuff for him to be creative. Faber is the guy's last name. Is the other guy's last name? And they start having this conversation about Elon Musk, that then gets into his posts on X. I mean, this happened on TV, and you listen to it, you're like, these people are maudlin. Check this out.
Most creative, not the most creative person of our era, other than Jensen Huang. And why should we care that he needs a legal substance to be able to create things that you and I can't create?
Yeah, that's a valid question. It's not necessarily one that I even think is really worthwhile of great discussion. To your point, sadly, there are a lot of people who deal with mental health issues in this country, and you want all of them to get the best treatment they possibly can.
Yeah, I worked with J&J on this to be able to see what it can do for people, and it's remarkable. And I just hope that people recognize from this man that he actually just saved a lot of lives. I don't think he meant to, but he did.
Yeah. As for his continued posting on X and some of the stuff he says there, that's a little more problematic. More problematic.
He should revert to Princess Bride is where he should limit all his...
Yeah, I mean, there are definitely some connections, strangely, with Henry Ford sometimes when you read some of his stuff.
No, don't say that. That is a very dangerous concept. That's
true.
Go back to the Dearborn paper, had 27
recently?
Million circulation.
I know. The Independence, I'm aware of
I've
it.
Read
and obviously the protocols, I know. We all know his history, but it's kind of interesting 100 years later.
Interesting? Interesting.
Yeah.
I've never found genocide interesting.
I want to go to use here.
That's horrible. It's horrible. I hope that's not true.
All right. Get your mad dash ready. We'll get back to talking stocks. Okay?
That happened on TV live. These maudlin people. Henry Ford is well known as a rabid anti-Semite. Elon Musk is drawing parallels to Henry Ford. Before X, Elon Musk was the greatest person who ever lived. He was ushering in electric cars. Look at all the amazing things he's doing. What a great super guy. Then he buys X and you realize he's totally down for free speech. And now it's, oh, that Henry Ford wannabe? Good Lord. That's just nuts. I mean, we are engaged in something very unique here. And that is the application of all hate based on whether or not you're willing to do the bidding of those in the media. You are witnessing exactly how powerful news media is. Now you say to me, Tony, you're in media. Why aren't you powerful? Dang it. You know, that's a great question, right? It's a great question. How is it that media hasn't gone further after the radio guys? And they wouldn't necessarily go after me, right? They would go after Mark Levin. They would go after Clay and Buck. They'd go after Hugh Hewitt. They'd go after very large-scale syndicated guys. They'd go after Hannity. They'd go after Beck, right? I would be smaller potatoes in that mix. I'm not saying that our content is worse. Oh my gosh, we do the best show in America, period. I put us up against anybody. But we're just discussing reality. But they haven't. And I will admit to you, I don't know why that is, except they somehow think that radio is a lost cause, or they think that radio is over here and doesn't matter as much as social media. They've decided that social media is where it's at, and social media control is where it's at. When Elon Musk bought Twitter, the anger was that they were going to lose their stranglehold. They were going to lose their power base. They were going to lose control. It isn't a question about whether or not we agree or disagree with that statement. That statement is factual. It's about whether or not we agree with the reality. Musk was not a problem. What, did I just hit puberty there? Holy cow. Musk was not a problem until he got in their way. And what they want very clearly is censorship. You may have heard that you know, the whole story with Don Lemon and X, where Don Lemon, who failed at CNN and was a terrible host at CNN, pompous and egomaniacal and so absolutely full of himself and full of this self-righteousness. And his show was just horrific. And then he got moved to mornings because the show was horrific. They had to do something. And then mornings didn't work out because he was pompous with Poppy Harlow and pompous with Caitlin Collins. Collins gets her own show, and she's just was never meant to be a host. Caitlin Collins can't do the gig. That's all. She may have a skill set in other places as a reporter, as a correspondent, etc. She's just not a host. Poppy Harlow is still around. Don Lemon, gone. Then he gets offered up a gig. Why don't you do a show on X? Well, allegedly, Don Lemon, to do a show on X, Don Lemon is represented by UTA, United Talent Agency. Lemon asked for a free Tesla Cybertruck, $5 million up front, on top of an $8 million salary, an equity stake in X, and the right to approve any changes in X policy as it relates to news content. He also wanted a private jet to fly him out to Vegas for the interview, a suite for him and his fiance, and they wanted X to pick up their tab for drinking and massages and all sorts of things. I mean, I really have to have my contract rewritten. I have made some serious errors, and I need to correct this immediately. But this is all the stuff that he wanted. And he had a deal. I don't know to what X agreed to. He had a deal with X. And then he does this interview where, you heard me talk about it, got picked up by the radio trades as well. Me discussing this, I think it was clear that Don Lemon engaged in an act of self-sabotage in the interview with Elon Musk. He wanted to blow it all up. He is the Colin Kaepernick of today. Colin Kaepernick, when he had an opportunity to do a tryout for NFL teams, and NFL teams were interested, and everything was set, he moved the whole thing. I'm not going to do it there. I'm going to do it at this high school, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that. He wanted to blow it all up. He didn't want to actually try out for teams because he doesn't actually want to play. He wants to be a martyr. That's what he wants. He ended his career, did Colin Kaepernick, not with taking the knee, but by refusing the contract with the San Francisco 49ers and then being unwilling to do what is necessary to play in the NFL. He called the NFL owners slave owners for the way they go through the draft process and then begged them for a job. Super weird stuff. It's all self-sabotage. He wanted to blow it up. He didn't want to do the work. I feel that way about Don Lemon in this. There's no doubt that Don Lemon blew it all up because he knows he's not up to the task. And let me be clear, doing interviews is not easy. The research that is involved, the process, the pre-production, he doesn't want it. He doesn't want to do the work. He wants to get paid, but he doesn't actually want to do it. What he wants to do is prove to the progressives that you should never have gotten rid of me. I am important to you. I'm one of you. Here, let me show you. And so he blew up the interview with Elon Musk. But some of that interview got released. And if you want to know how pompous Don Lemon is, check out this exchange.
We don't agree on this.
Yes, you want censorship and I don't.
No, I don't want censorship at
yes,
all.
You do.
No, I want responsibility. I think there.
You desperately want censorship.
No, if I want a censorship.
You want censorship so bad you can taste it.
No, that's not true. It's not true. I think that there's right and wrong.
And I think that
when you have a platform that's as big as yours and as powerful as yours and as influential as yours, and you are a person of consequence to the world with what you do, that there is a certain responsibility that goes along with what you have on your platform and what you put out to the world. And I think that's important. You don't see that responsibility.
I think we have a responsibility to adhere to the law. And if people want the law changed, they should talk to their elected representative and get the law changed, and then we will adhere to the law.
Okay.
But if you want us to go beyond the law, that is us deciding to be censors.
So,
and I'm against censorship. I'm in favor of freedom of speech.
Yeah.
And freedom of speech only is relevant when people you don't like say things you don't like. Otherwise, it has no meaning.
That is the truth. We've discussed it many times. Freedom of speech does not exist for the speech that you like or the people that you like. It exists for the speech and the people that you hate. That's the only way it works. Otherwise, it's not freedom of speech. Right? Was it Orwell? Journalism is printing what the other guy doesn't want printed. Everything else is public relations. I mean, that's just it. That is exactly it. But when you, there are two things here. First, Lemon talking about responsibility. He believes that he should be the guy in charge of this. Only he knows what is proper. Only he knows what is good. Only he knows what is decent. Only he can decide what is acceptable. When I say pompous, I mean it in every single way. Every single way. But this is exactly, this little clip here is this expose of what happened. I mean, it is a microcosm. Here's Elon Musk saying that everybody should be able to speak their piece. And here's Don Lemon as a representative of all progressivism saying, how dare you? You're the problem. Elon Musk was fine when he was just making electric cars and keeping his mouth closed. But now he thinks that I should be able to speak, and you should be able to speak, and he should be able to speak, and some terrible people maybe should be able to speak. We're not terrible people. They might be terrible people. But then again, they might think we're terrible people. And that's the point. And he's like, yeah, all of that. And so the left went after him. They went after him. All because he took a platform, took his money and said, yeah, what's happening with this platform is nuts. Let's make it less nuts. Never forgetting all this, by the way, because he's been able to get off scot-free. Jack Dorsey is terrible. Jack Dorsey allowed this to happen to Twitter, now X. Jack Dorsey allowed for the hate in terms of not letting people speak. He allowed for the censorship. He allowed for the shadow banning. Jack Dorsey's terrible. So products that Jack Dorsey is connected to, right? Like, for example, Square. Now, that's the credit card processing thing. At your own risk. And I say that full disclosure as a guy in the credit card processing business. I know what I just said there. You notice I full disclosure it. My family's been in that business for years. My father's 86. I've taken over some of it. It's just, guys, it's the way it works. I wouldn't be connected to a Jack Dorsey business ever. That guy allowed the bigotry. I don't care how zen he thinks he is. This story on CNBC, oh, Elon Musk is sounding like Henry Ford. Oh, genocide. All because he took a platform and said, people should be allowed to speak freely. He didn't have to. He didn't have to spend his money like this. He didn't have to waste his time like this. He didn't have to take any of this abuse. But he did. And we are all better off because of it. This is not a debate. This is fact. With that, good on Elon Musk. And if you ask me why I pay for the blue check mark, it's because a guy who's willing to put himself out there, he deserves some support. I'm Tony Katz. This is Tony Katz Today.
But whether or not the government can do this, this is something I took up with Mr. Fletcher, depends on the application of our First Amendment jurisprudence, and there may be circumstances in which the government could prohibit certain speech.
That's Ketanji Brown Jackson, Supreme Court Justice, and, you know, we went over some of this yesterday, and I went through it clinically. You know, she's asking a question as this case is brought up about social media content moderation. Can the government get involved? And she's trying to make an argument for the government maybe has a place to protect the citizenry. But when you listen to her commentaries, her questions there as the case is brought before the Supreme Court, she's really making the argument that the problem with the First Amendment is that it can curtail the federal government. It can really, you know, hamper them, which is, well, not a problem with me. As long as the citizens can speak freely, that's what matters, right? Find everything at TonyKatz.com tomorrow, everyone. Take care.